Hey, hey, welcome back to the Vibe Tribe Radio podcast. I am your host, Erin Sharwood, holistic health and confidence coach, NLP practitioner, certified in weight management psychology, and soon to be author. During these episodes, you can expect to laugh, cry, learn, and grow. I am obsessed with empowering women to love the skin they're in, to believe in themselves, to guide them to be their most happy, healthy, confident self for themselves. If you're looking for inspiration, support, motivation, or just a good laugh, if you're looking for someone who speaks from the heart and isn't afraid to be vulnerable, and if you're ready to shine, then this is a place for you. Let's get into today's episode. Hello, hello, welcome back. Today I'm going to be talking about Groundhog Day. Now, when I say Groundhog Day, I mean when you are trying to create a new habit or to achieve a goal and it's just not happening. Or it might be happening, but you keep repeating old patterns and going back to what you once did. So one of the things might be that you are a yo-yo dieter. You have tried and tried and tried to lose weight and it's worked, but you can't seem to keep it off. You keep repeating the same old patterns and going back to, you know, unhealthy eating habits or emotional eating or binge eating or things like that. You may have tried to stop drinking alcohol and you do for a while, but then you get triggered by something and then you go back into that same old pattern of picking up a drink and drinking. Same with smoking, lots of, different habits where you may have some success, but once you get emotionally triggered or something happens, you start to repeat old patterns. Now, this is the case for me with food and eating. I have been, blessed to be able to have the chance to feel healthy and vibrant and to have, a regular routine of working out and, try and eating healthily. But I seem to always sabotage myself. And then when I get triggered, I just start to eat crap, etc., etc. Now, lately, I've been trying to notice what the pattern is, because if you're unaware, you're just going to get stuck in the same old cycle. Just keep on doing it, keep on doing it, keep on doing it, and wonder what the hell is going on, wondering why you can't keep off the weight, wondering why you keep picking up a drink, picking up a smoke, all those kinds of things. Now, the last 6 months, I would say I've put all my weight back on, minus like about 3 kilos. So I'm 3 kilos away from being the heaviest that I've ever been. But this time I'm not looking at it as I'm really disappointed with myself. Well, I am disappointed, but I'm, not disgusted or anything like that. I just simply don't feel good. I feel awful. I feel when I pull on my clothes, everything's tight and cutting in and just doesn't sit right. I'm lacking energy. I'm lacking motivation. My body is just, full of aches and pains. I'm actually sitting here right now recording this podcast with my legs elevated because I have so much inflammation, and it's actually part of a new routine that I am using, a morning ritual where I just sit with my legs against my bedhead straight up for 10 minutes just to, reduce some inflammation. But back to what I was saying is, you know, I just generally don't feel very good. I feel terrible. I just feel listless and blah. But I'm not looking at it like going into a deep depression saying, oh my God, I've done it again, blah, blah, blah. I've started to notice what my patterns are. And, you know, I can lose a bit of weight, feel really good, be energetic, be working out, be eating really not, you know, cleanly, having the occasional indulgence. But I seem to do it for like a couple of weeks, feel really good, then all of a sudden start eating crap for about a month. And then I'll go and do, you know, be on the healthy lifestyle bandwagon again for a month or two. And then for another month or two, I will, you know, start to binge and start to just not worry and emotional eat and all of that jazz. So for me, I have been trying to, because of my background with NLP, and I've definitely been tapping into my spiritual, you know, development, I have been looking at using some of the tools that I've learnt along the way to change these patterns, to create new ones and insert new patterns into my daily life. So how do you get started? How do you start to do something like this? How do you start to recognize, firstly, what your patterns may be, what your triggers may be? I would definitely keep a journal about, you know, what happens when you do feel triggered or you do emotionally eat or pick up the smoke or pick up the drink. Just sit down, write about what kind of emotions are coming up for you, how you feel, how it feels to have that smoke, drink, food, and, you know, notice the feeling after you have done it. What is the emotion attached to what you've just done? You may feel guilt, you may feel joy, you may feel that you feel more relaxed, because these are key points in finding out why you are doing it. So you may be finding that you're feeling relaxed. So it's something that's calming you, something that's making you feel a bit more centered and calm and not so stressed. You may find that you are feeling lonely when you're reaching for some food. You're feeling a sense of loneliness or a sense of boredom. So it's important to really note what's going on there so that you can start to challenge those emotions and change those behaviors. We all have times where we get bored, but we could implement a new strategy. We could implement a new plan and something to replace with, you know, the food or the smoke or, you know, the wine. You could find something else to replace that. Maybe you could go for a walk outside. You know, it might be in the afternoon and you just get home and you're sitting there and you're like, God, what am I going to do? Oh, I know, I'll eat. No, why don't you even just go outside, spend some time in the fresh air and take some big deep breaths in and just, you know, sit in your garden, water the garden. It is the time here in Australia where it's summer, and so it's nice to do that, you know, just get out and, unless of course you have water restrictions, but, you know, just getting outside can sometimes even change the whole vibe. You know, it's funny, we all have different triggers and different emotions and things trigger us in different ways. But if we can find something to replace that, if you can find something to replace the habit that you're reaching for, then that is going to help. So it's really important to look at how you feel and look at times where you felt really, really good. So for me, if you're trying to develop a healthy lifestyle and feel energetic and good, think to a time where you did feel good, where you were feeling energetic and you felt like that you know, your clothes fit better and you were moving around a lot better and your skin was glowing and you just felt really, really healthy, and get that picture in your mind. So the next time you are going to eat a whole box of Maltesers, yes, I have done that, and like the gift pack ones, and when you're going to do that, then you can, you know, get that picture in that of you in your mind of when you were feeling really good, feeling really healthy, you know, you were glowing, your hair was really, you know, beautiful and thick and healthy, and a time where you were doing the things that were making you feel good. So when you were going for a walk, or you were doing a class, or you're playing a game of tennis, or, you know, you're out for a run, or, you know, even when you're just in your garden or doing things that movement wise are making you feel good, yoga, Pilates, there's like a whole list, and it has to be one that you're not slogging yourself and you're feeling really terrible because you're like, I don't want to be doing this. It has to be something that makes you feel good, so that when you go back to it, you can remember how you felt, and you can really put yourself into that emotion of, you know, feeling the endorphins running through your body, or, you know, when you're going for a walk, you're looking around at the beautiful scenery, things like that. Also, you know, how you feel like when you're at your healthiest, just say, you know, when you're waking up after a really good night's sleep, and you're waking up energized, you're, you know, not aching, your back's not sore, you're moving around a lot better, you're a lot more flexible and just really feel good in your own body. When you pull on your clothes and they're not tight and they're not, you know, gripping to you and making you feel uncomfortable, and you can look in the mirror and say, wow, you know, I look really good today. Those kinds of things you need to really tap into them and really, really feel them. I use a technique in NLP called a swish pattern, and it is doing that. It's like thinking about all the negative, you know, getting a really clear picture in your mind. I'm really sorry about my dog, by the way. Getting a really clear picture in your mind of when you're feeling, you know, that unhealthy, or you're feeling, you know, awful, and, you know, looking at it in a, you know, different dull colors, or a bit blurry and a bit far away from you, and then bringing in the picture of you and, you know, feeling good and maybe going for a walk or doing whatever you love to do and feeling amazing, and do look at that in bright colors and up closer, and, you know, bring that to the forefront and then dissipate the other. And it just brings that picture into your mind, so that when you are going to reach for, you know, the food, or reach for the Maltesers, you see that picture in your mind. I have that picture in my mind right now, of a time where I was working out all the time, not all the time, but I was working out to a point where once a day, a couple of times a week, and it was making me feel good. I was energetic and, you know, I was feeling good, and I felt that I looked good. And this doesn't mean being a certain size or a certain number on the scale. It's just how you feel in your own body, and you know when you feel your best. So it is switching out those visions to help you really get a clear picture of how you want to feel, and tapping into the feelings, like getting so clear about how you felt or if you haven't felt that way, how you want to feel. You can really, really use the power of your mind to imagine exactly, you know, how you want to feel, how you want, you know, your energy levels to be, how you want to show up, all those kinds of things, and really get a clear, concise picture on them. And then, as I said, switch them out. Bring the, you know, the new healthier version of you to the forefront. And every time you're going to, you know, repeat that old pattern, get that picture in your mind, and it might help you to, you know, not actually grab the Maltesers. You may then go, okay, I'm going to have a big drink of water, or I'm actually really, you know, I really like fruit and yogurt, so I'll have that as my sweet instead of, you know, a box full of Maltesers. And that is another thing I do recommend. If you've had meals and you do have your favorite go-to really healthy meals, like I love banana and coconut yogurt together. Now that is a lot better than Maltesers, and I actually equally like it as much as I like Maltesers. So it's important to keep reminding yourself that there are other versions of foods and stuff that you really, really like, but you know, the other might be just easier to grab. Or, you know, you just think that you want that. But if you have something that may just satiate the you know, the craving, then think of having your alternative, your healthier alternative that's going to actually make your body feel better. Maltesers don't really make your body feel good. They're just totally processed, full of sugar, and, you know, you may get that sugar high, but then you come crashing down and feel, quite frankly, like shit. So it's really important to notice how your body feels too when you're nourishing it, when you're putting good foods into it, when you're not having a drink, when you're not smoking. Your lungs might be a lot better and you're breathing a lot, you know, better. And it's just really important to notice how you feel when you're choosing to do the healthier option, because that way you can tap into that as well. Wow, I feel really good when, you know, when I'm drinking a lot of water, I'm hydrating and my skin feels, you know, a lot more rejuvenated. You know, I'm feeling less bloated. And you can also imagine, and I've been doing this when I've been drinking water, I'm imagining it going through my body and hydrating every single cell. I'm really sorry about my dog. I have no idea what he's barking at. Anyway, he's being very, very naughty this morning. You may not have been able to hear him, but he's driving me a little bit nuts. Anyway. Yeah, so I'm imagining it, you know, hydrating every single cell in my body, and the cell, you know, and it's also flushing out toxins that don't need to be there. This is what, it, you know, it is to be intuitive, is to really tap into what's actually happening, what's going on inside your body, and how is it affecting you? How is it making you feel? It's really, really, really important to tap into the way you feel. Same with eating. You know, mindful eating is just game changing, because when you're noticing what you're eating, how it's making you feel, how it's giving you energy rather than making you feel bloated or blah, you know, where it's making you feel light. And, you know, you're feeling satiated, but you're also, you know, getting some energy and it's making you feel good. It makes you feel good. So it's great to tap into that and to start noticing. And then if you're noticing how you're feeling, you're going to be more likely to keep repeating that pattern and keeping that pattern in your life. So I will recap about some of the ways that we can change our patterns, some of the ways that we can insert new ones and, you know, develop healthier habits for ourselves. So firstly, noticing how you feel, what emotions come up for you when you're starting to repeat those old patterns, starting to, go back to the old patterns that you were currently doing or that you have done for years and years and years. Notice how you feel, how your emotions keep showing up, and what your triggers are. Notice what is triggering you. Then I want you to really get clear about how you feel when you're doing those things, what the feelings are, what may be coming up, what might be triggering you, might be boredom, loneliness, sadness, you may be angry, stressed, overwhelmed, anxious, all those kinds of things. Notice what's sort of coming up for you. The next thing is to have yourself a backup plan. So when you are feeling these emotions, have something that you're going to do instead of whatever the habit may be or the pattern may be. Maybe go for a walk. Maybe read a book. Maybe call a friend. Just insert a new habit or a new plan B so that you can ward off jumping straight back into those patterns or habits that you currently or previously did. Next thing is to visualize. Visualize how you feel in the negative state and visualize how you feel in the positive state, and to switch them over. Get a clear vision of each of them. First, the negative, how you feel, how it makes you feel, how your body feels, you know, all the kinds of things. You know, get a vision of you feeling and looking the way that you do. So maybe you're tired. So get the vision of you feeling super tired and, you know, terrible with no energy, lacking motivation. And, you know, see them in, as I said, dull colors, further away from you in sort of a fuzzy picture, not a clear picture. Just see, you know, maybe in black and white, bit fuzzy, further away. And then it's time to bring in the other picture, the picture of you in good health, feeling energetic, feeling motivated, looking great, you know, at your best, with healthy skin, hair, nails, you know, everything shining and glowing. And have you see them in vibrant colors, you know, a bit closer, and just have, you know, the other dissipate. So when you're thinking of the, you know, gray sort of picture, the unhealthy version, or the one that keeps repeating their old habits, you know, as you finally get a clear picture of that, let the other one pop up in front of you and be the clearer, clearer vision, and the other one, the old version of you, just dissipates, and the new version of you is the new version of you. Now, this is a technique that I use in NLP, and I've only just sort of explained it in the littlest form. If you would like to learn more about tools and tricks and stuff with NLP, you can definitely get in contact with me, and we can maybe even do a few breakthrough sessions where we can, you know, really, really implement these kinds of things. You know, also, that is just a really light overview of how you do a swish pattern, just for the record. So, you know, even if you do sort of try it yourself, it's really important to get super, super clear. And if you want me to help you with that, definitely get in contact with me. And as I said, it's just a really super basic going over it, not in the full kind of detail, but as I said, I can help you with that. So definitely that's another way to start to change up your patterns. And then also remembering and, you know, getting really in touch with being mindful about how you feel when you're doing doing whatever the pattern was, doing the past old habits, then doing the new ones, how you feel. So for me, you know, eating healthy foods, eating Maltesers and eating healthy foods. So, you know, the difference is incredible. And if you're thinking about, you know, creating a beautiful salad that's full of colors and got all the best things in it, like avocado and baked sweet potato and, you know, feta and a beautiful, delicious balsamic vinegar on top, you know, and those things I really love, but I forget that it's something, it's a meal that I absolutely love, and I, you know, go for the, you know, the takeaway or something that's just a lot easier. Whereas I enjoy that just as much as a burger, you know. So it's really important to remember that there are healthier options. So as I said before, you know, for me, for sweets, I'm a very sweet person. Yes, I am. I like sweets, but I also have, you know, I love coconut yogurt and banana. Like, why don't I have opt for that rather than the Maltesers? So for me, I'm definitely trying to change these patterns, and I'm bringing all of those things into my daily routine so that I can combat these old patterns. Now, I sat down and have done a bit of reflection on what is stopping me. And for the longest time, I have felt super unworthy, didn't feel like success, didn't feel like I deserved success. I mean, I did feel like having success, but I didn't feel like I deserved success. I didn't feel as though, you know, I had the right to be successful, or I had the right to be, you know, feeling healthy and happy and joyful and vibrant. But I have worked through a lot of that stuff, through NLP, through my spiritual practice, through meditation and journaling and visualization. And, you know, I have rid myself of a lot of unworthiness and feelings of, you know, unworthiness and not feeling good enough and not deserving things. And so it's also, you know, showed up in the way I eat. I don't deserve to be at my healthiest. I don't deserve to look great and feel great because I wanted to play small. I wanted to keep being invisible and no one really noticing me. And that has certainly changed through a lot of healing and a lot of work. So this is probably the last thing to, or probably not, knowing the human body and the human mind, but this is probably one of the biggest things that I've had to combat, because I've combated this my whole entire life. So, you know, it's going to be interesting, me trying to heal that pattern. And I'm going to try my damnedest to stop repeating this pattern, because it just makes me unhappy. It's got nothing to do with what other people think of me. It's got nothing to do with, you know, trying to be a certain size or a certain number on the scale. It has everything to do with how I feel and how I show up for myself, not how I show up for anyone else, which has totally changed as well. So I've healed that, a lot of that stuff emotionally as well, you know, trying to be all and everything for everybody else. And so it's my time to heal this old bloody annoying pattern that just keeps sabotaging me, which is what we do, what our subconscious does. We try and keep ourselves, you know, safe and playing small. But I don't want to play small anymore. I want to feel good as well as show up as my best self. And I want to show up as my best self in every single way. So these are some of the things that you can try to, you know, release your old patterns. And try and start some new ones. And I wish you the very best of luck. If you need some help with, you know, working through any of that, you can definitely contact me. My contact details are in the show notes. And I am doing a lot of this work around body confidence and, you know, mindful eating and intuitive living, which is also, you know, movement and how you show up and your relationships and all those kinds of things. So if you're interested in more of that, then you can definitely get in contact with me. Thank you for tuning in today. I have loved every minute of it. It is time to get these legs down. I've been here for 29 minutes, so they are feeling good. But have a beautiful, beautiful day, and I will catch you on the next episode. Thank you for joining me on today's episode. If you like this episode, please subscribe, share, and leave a review. If you're looking to find more from me, the links are in the show notes. Thanks again for tuning in to Vibe Tribe Radio. Catch you on the next episode.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.